Wicked is the best movie I've seen in theaters in years.
Really? Wow.
It is so well done. We've all seen the play version, which we loved. It's 1,000 times better than the play version, which really? Makes sense. They can do more.
Yeah, that's true.
They can do more. And if the Cynthia Erivo, I can't say
Erivo.
Erivo. Yeah. If she doesn't win an Academy Award, I'll be shocked. Well, she was so good. Ariana Grande was hilarious.
Was she really?
She nailed it. I mean, it's what I think it's what a movie going experience should be. You escape for 2.5 hours, but it didn't feel like it. Yeah. It didn't feel like it. Very talented actors, the scenery, the amount of the budget. Like when you, they like, it becomes its own world. It felt like you're part of like a Disney, like you're in Disney World while watching it. Like you can picture yourself being in Oz.
Ooh, I like
Oz.
That.
And
okay.
You didn't see,
so
you didn't
well
see it,
done.
Katie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
And Ariana Grande's boyfriend is so freaking ugly. On the big screen, he is horrific to look at. I am so proud of him, except for the cheating part. He is, he's uglier than Pete Davidson, in my opinion.
Is
he
that Benny Blanco?
Horrible.
No.
No.
That's Selena Gomez, who's dating Benny Blanco.
Oh, that's right.
The lady, the guy. He,
Ethan something.
Ethan, yeah. Whatever, yeah. Slater. I don't know.
Yeah. She's dating the guy who was SpongeBob on Broadway.
Yeah.
Right.
But would you say
Wicked is what everything a movie should be? It's Katie, you will
I
love it.
Will mm-hmm. love
Jason,
it.
You would love it. Matt, you it's
I've
so
seen it.
Well. You saw
you
it.
Saw
I
it?
Saw Wicked over the weekend.
Oh!
I told you I was seeing Wicked this past weekend.
I didn't
weekend.
Remember that you saw it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And
what'd you think?
I loved it. It was tremendous. I was very concerned that it was going to be as long as the Broadway show, but only part one.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, what in the hell are they adding? But they add a ton of stuff from the book that's not on Broadway.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of extra stuff.
So they set it up perfectly for the second
it ends,
part that's coming?
It ends the same way that the play ends at the intermission.
At Act 1. Yeah.
Okay.
So Act 1 ends, and it's the end of this movie, and it's the whole to be continued part.
Is that not
part.
A powerful ending?
Ooh. Oh, gosh, yes. Tremendous.
And
I was a little
Cynthia?
Nervous because it's just... it. When you're doing it on Broadway, there's so much focus on the vocals, and I felt like in this one, I'm like, are they really worried about the vocals? They're more worried about the dramatic acting, but it worked perfectly because they intertwine like some dialogue with the songs.
Yes.
So the whole song plays out. If you see it on Broadway,
yes, yeah,
it
right,
might take
right, right.
the song like 3.5-4 minutes to play out. On the movie, it's like 10 minutes because they sing a verse, then have some dialogue, then go back to more of the song. A little bit more dialogue, and then go on. I think the casting was perfect for every
single
person.
Well, you know the girl you're referring to, Cynthia, what's her last
Erivo.
Name?
Erivo.
She apparently got $1 million to do the movie, and Ariana Grande got $20 million.
I can see that.
Big difference.
Well, she's the name, but that'll change now.
Oh, yeah.
Cynthia will get that kind of money now.
But did they already make part two of this?
I think they filmed it all at the same time, yeah.
So what they got, what's good about it is they've got two movies under their belt that's going to make a lot of money for their buck, because you're saying the other girl was excellent, Cynthia, whatever her name is, and she got $1 million. She got a lot less. Big difference.
She is the star of, I mean, that character is anyway Elphaba, she stands out as being the best actor or actress in the movie, in my opinion. I thought Ariana Grande was great, but the Cynthia lady
but
was.
But Ariana Grande had a bigger name.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
And Ariana Grande was awesome. She was like, You can't leave the movie not loving Ariana Grande afterwards.
But in person, Ariana Grande is getting in my nerves a little bit.
Yes, me too. And by the way, even her own boyfriend, Ethan Slater, who's in the movie, is very worried about Ariana Grande because she's lost a ton of weight.
She looked really thin.
And they're very, very concerned for her. That's his own girlfriend.
Right.
He's saying that about his own girlfriend.
You look like she's walking skeletons.
Yes.
What she looks like
got
right
a little,
now.
And the eyebrows are like the same color as her skin.
Did the belly button show up?
Dyeing her hair like that. It's not a good look.
All they did was show her belly button. No. No.
Exclusively.
And is she doing the mic? Does she have vitiligo? She's almost ghostly white.
It is just
like
the way she's doing
different.
It. This I don't understand. It's like she's all one color.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
all
Even
one.
Her eyebrows. Yeah.
All right. Josie's chiming in here. She's saying that it was a myth that the salary difference was a rumor and that Cynthia and Ariana Grande were paid the exact same. I find that hard to believe because Ariana Grande is a big name that draws the people to begin with. It's all about making money.
Right. And Cynthia, not up until this point, no one really knows. Unless you're a Broadway fan, you would know who she is.
Right.
But
it's all about how many people you're drawing to the movie.
Absolutely. And I will say, I didn't do a lot of research on any kind of like anything about the movie. I just wanted to go see it. There, I was blown away at a cameo. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Don't ruin it.
I'm not going to ruin it.
My
I was blown away by this cameo.
Oh, really?
It's blown away by this cameo.
It's great.
Margot Robbie?
No. No. It's great.
Don't
it's
tell
smart.
You don't,
it's
you don't
fun.
See it coming, and then when it happens, you're just like, perfect.
And so smart.
Perfect.
So funny. And then what's his face that played the wizard?
Oh, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
I think I already
it's a
know
perfect
the cameo.
Casting. It's a perfect
okay,
casting of the
you
wizard.
You might.
Because I've been listening to a couple interviews. Well, I think
don't
I already
talk
know
about it.
Okay.
Well, don't say it. Well, it ruined it for me, but it still was an awesome scene.
I'm gonna have to debate to take Everly to one of those two then.
You know what you can do? I mean, I know you're going through a time. You can go to both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
make
God.
Make it a whole day.
Score some brownie points as the favorite parent.
That's right. Would the other one take her to both?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
They're probably
I'm surprised
already been.
She hasn't.
Yeah, she might have been already.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Maybe reserved a whole theater.
It's just that the Wicked 2 is like over 2.5 hours. That's a long time. I watched one of the first movies I've watched all in years over the weekend, and that was like 1.5 hours, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So.
Based off what Josie was saying about the pay disparity, that's all over the internet that it was a total myth.
They got paid the same?
That there was the pay disparity between the two is completely false.
Well, that's crazy to me because it's all about
Erin Grundy needs to fire her manager then.
Yeah.
She's some huge name and you got the same.
Well, she's not a huge name acting though. Is she?
Well,
yeah,
started
she is.
An actress.
She started, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she is going to definitely be the draw of the movie.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're into equal pay. I can support that.
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
What?
Yeah.
Well, then
I mean,
equal pay for everybody.
It. Maybe they're changing it.
Equal
they're,
pay for everybody.
They're two stars of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, IMDb is reporting that it was 1 million versus 15 million.
Yeah. Same.
So I don't know.
But maybe their people are coming out. No, it's the same because they want to look good.
Maybe.
There's just no way. There's no way. It's like if you have Will Ferrell and like a new comedian. Mm-hmm. Will Ferrell's going to get more.
Well, they wouldn't have cast her if she was some, you know what I mean?
Well, I think they wanted Lady Gaga at first.
Does the job for Elphaba?
I think that's what I heard.
Oh.
Yeah. It was Grande and Lady Gaga, and it fell through, but maybe not. She was great, though. And if she gets nominated and wins an Oscar, she'll have an EGOT.
Oh,
Emmy,
she really?
Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. She's very talented.
Well, maybe now I will take my daughter because I didn't think it was time for her.
Oh, it's fun. It's family friendly.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, between that and Moana 2, they're not even close in class as far as a movie.
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't put them in the same.
Well, Moana 1 I would have. Moana 1 was so good, but because the music was so fantastic.
Well, I mean, I think two very different genres.
Yeah, but even so,
you
just
know?
As far as pure entertainment. You're
and family friendly?
Yeah, you'll love it. Go see Wicked, Jason.
Yeah, I guess.
Plus, you might see your belly button.
Yeah, I just don't know. They're saying you have to see.
I think the odds of you seeing her belly button are very, very
Jason,
slim.
The only patron in the theater with binoculars.
My fear is that The Wizard of Oz, if you're saying you have to see that first, and I don't think an 8-year-old, at least mine, will be entertained by that old style movie.
You don't have to. I just didn't know if she had. It's such an
She's
iconic movie.
She's familiar with the story, Wizard, like Dorothy.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd
don't
be
know.
Shocked.
Yeah, it's an old, old, old movie.
Every kid sees it.
Yes. It's like a rite of passage. Yeah. There's certain movies that you see.
Hey, James Franco did like a remake of it that was total garbage like 10 years ago. Show her
that one.
Yeah, then there's no way it won't be better.
She doesn't know. We're off to see The Wizard. The
I don't know.
Get her on the phone.
I will try to
get
play
the
original one and see how long that lasts.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to see it.
No,
there's
you
definitely some things that happen that it's kind of a nod back to that. Oh, that's cool.
Why don't you just ask Everly, do you know who Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz is? If she says yes, then you're good. Just go.
Maybe.
The Cowardly Lion, the Tin Man. I have, she does.
Does she know Samoan culture or should she not see Moana?
Yeah.
Oh, she saw Moana.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Okay.
All right. Go see Wicked and Moana too. But if you had to pick one, I would definitely, if you could only afford one because it's very expensive to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Wicked
that
too.
That was the other thing I was going to tell you. And that is one of the reasons why I'm like thinking might have to wait until Wicked comes out on
you
some sort
see
of streaming.
In theater. No, you have to see it in theaters.